the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program.
Hello, Bitcoiners, and welcome to another show where we do a wrap-up on Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin-related equities. Today is July 25th, and on the agenda today is just one item on the docket. That is it, just one item. It's all about Voyager Digital. There's a few things, really just one thing in particular that's going on in the Voyager Digital world, but I just want to bring it to your attention. Should you be a Voyager Digital investor that got rug pulled? So before we go any further, just want to ask if you could please like, subscribe, and share. That's going to help us with grow the show as much as possible. So with your help, we could achieve that goal. And with that, let's look at these sponsors. And our first sponsor is ShakePay, the best place to buy and, of course, never sell your Bitcoin. Open up an account with our referral code below, fund your account with $100, and buy $100 of Bitcoin or the competing altcoin they have on that platform, and ShakePay will give you $30. Simply like that, $30 will be added to your ShakePay account. And also by using our referral code, it unlocks the ability to shake your phone in the ShakePay app and be gifted free partial Bitcoin known as Satoshis. Do it for 365 consecutive days, and the amount of Bitcoin you're going to be given is 1,000 Satoshis every day. Beyond that, it makes sense to open up the ShakePay app once a day and shake your phone, get some free Bitcoin. Also, they have the ShakePay Visa card where you could load up your ShakePay app with Canadian dollars. Go ahead and use the Canadian dollars to buy whatever it is, flowers, groceries, tires for your car, whatever it is. And the first $5,000 that you purchase in Canadian dollars, 2% of all purchases will be rewarded back to you in Bitcoin. And then beyond that, 1% of will be rewarded back to you in Bitcoin. So it's another way to stack sats just by simply using the ShakePay app, Visa card. And also, they also have the Shake Squad where you can team up with up to four other people. Anytime anybody in your squad uses the ShakePay Visa card, everybody in the squad will be gifted 42 Satoshis, another way to stack sats simply by using the ShakePay app and the ShakePay Visa card. Check them out, use our referral code, open up an account, and you're good to go. And what are you going to do with all that Bitcoin that you got from ShakePay? Why not put it on the Ledin platform, our second sponsor? Open up an account with Ledin. Fund your account with 150,000 Satoshis or 75 USDC and keep it on their platform for a period of 15 consecutive days, and Ledin will gift you with 10 USDC. And if you need money and you don't want to sell your Bitcoin stack, well, Ledin is there to help you out. You can borrow against your Bitcoin, 50% loan to value, and then you're good to go with the money. You can do whatever you want, repair your car, improve your home, whatever it is you need to do. You could just get money borrowing against your Bitcoin. You don't have to sell it. Ledin is there to help you out. As well, if you think the price of Bitcoin is going up and you want to time the market correctly, you could use the Ledin B2X option where you could double up your Bitcoin stack. And if you do it right, pull out when the price goes high enough, well, in the end, you have more Bitcoin as a result, simply by using Ledin's B2X option and timing the market correctly. The last thing they do have is the Bitcoin-backed mortgages. Industry first, check them out. It's not available in every jurisdiction, so check their website to see where it's being offered. Also, check their website for the savings and borrowing rates because these change on a month-to-month basis. And so with the formalities out of the way, let's get hashing. And our first story, and in fact only story, is about Voyager Digital. And this is the company that famously rug pulled their customers and investors by filing for Chapter 11. This is following the whole saga between them and Three Arrows Capital, where Three Arrows defaulted on a very large loan to Voyager, and Voyager unfortunately couldn't weather that storm. And well, here they are. They're just unfortunately trying to pick up the pieces. And well, Chapter 11 is not something that we could deal lightly. Well, what has happened? Well, in the past few days, we've had a joint bid from FTX and Alameda Research. And this is the SBF-led companies. And this bid, unfortunately, caused some real problems. Number one, it's perceived to be a lowball bid. But the second, it's disrupting the bankruptcy process. And this is causing some real problems. It's making SBF look to be somebody that's trying to take advantage of the situation, opportunistic, use whatever wording you want to for this particular instance. But also, there's another tweet here that says that Voyager Digital, they received a lowball bid. So looking into this a little bit further, the lawyers for Voyager are saying that this bid by FTX and Alameda Research was, what they say, self-serving, and accused the company of subverting the bankruptcy process. From what I understand, the bankruptcy process must be done through the courts and the whole process must be completed there. So this is just trying to subvert that whole process. Also, it said here that he's going to be taking the VGX token that is in the Voyager Digital. Well, it's going to be null and void. So if this whole process is to be completed, theoretically, if FTX and Alameda Research, their proposal was deemed to be successful and it was accepted by Voyager Digital, it would essentially eliminate the firm's VGX token, which at this particular point in time, it's being appraised at $100 million and declares no value in the Voyager platform or its intellectual property. So there you go. So they don't really believe in the whole company per se. They're trying to chop it up, and they're going to be, the VGX token is going to be essentially rug pulled to $0. So if you have any money that's allocated to that, gone. It's not going to be worth anything should this proposal be accepted. And he was on SBF. He was on CNBC this past week. Now, he was came in here. It looks like that he's going to be deploying hundreds of millions of dollars to help out crypto firms. And again, he's portraying himself to be the white knight to try to help out the little guy here. But in the end, the fact that he's talking about portraying so much money to help out these crypto firms that are in distress, and he says here, hundreds of millions, and this is beyond what they currently have invested thus far. He has a lot of money, SBF. He's got a lot of money that he's sitting on, and he's going to be using that to his advantage to improve his net worth. Unfortunately, it looks like he's going to be targeting Voyager Digital for the next little while as a means to increase his wealth, and this will be at the expense of investors and customers of Voyager Digital. So this saga, there's a lot more that has to be played out, but for that meantime, it looks like it's still going to have to go through the courts. This bid that's being proposed by SBF, his joint venture from his companies FTX and Alameda Research, I don't think it's going to go through in its current form. They're going to really have to beef up their offer, or it just has to finish the whole process through the court system, and we'll see where the chips fall at that particular time. But for the time being, this saga is going to be developing for a little while. Keep your eyes peeled for it. I feel bad if you are an investor of Voyager Digital because you lost your investment. And if you're a customer, ditto, feel bad if you are a customer of them because you don't have access to your funds. You're just basically sitting on the outside looking in, and everybody else is going to be getting paid first. Customers, unfortunately, are paid last, unless what you invested is considered to be a security, but that creates a whole new ball of wax that needs to be dealt with. So yeah, there you go. Not much else to say about that, but what a disaster that's going on with Voyager Digital. All right, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a very quick wrap-up. I hope you enjoyed what we're talking about with the Voyager Digital saga. It's gonna be going on for some time. So just, again, keep your eyes and ears open for this. But just want to also make note that I'm not a financial advisor. Joey's not a financial advisor. Nobody on this channel is a financial advisor. So make sure you do your own research, your own due diligence before you put any money in anything that we talk about. And lastly, we're going to be having our flagship episode this evening. So please tune in, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. It's always a hoot. So check it out. Hopefully you'll be able to participate in the chat box. And until then, we'll be talking again tomorrow. So take care. Hello, Bitcoiners, and welcome to another show where we talk about Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin-related equities, all part of the CBP Media Network. And today is July 26th, and today we'll be talking about couple of stories. One, it's going to be about Core Scientific. Something good coming out of that camp. This is pretty good considering last week I had some not so great news coming out of Core Scientific. But also we'll be talking about Coinbase, their show Whipping Boy. And I can't seem to go by a few episodes without talking about them. And today is no exception. So yeah, that is what it is. But before we go any further, just want to ask if you could please like and subscribe and share. That would help us with grow this channel and grow our show as much as possible. So with your help, we could achieve those goals. And with that, let's talk about our sponsors. And our first sponsor is ShakePay, the best place to buy and, of course, never sell your Bitcoin. And if you use our referral code below, open up an account with ShakePay, fund your account with $100, and buy $100 of Bitcoin or the competing token they have offered on their exchange, and ShakePay is going to reward you with $30. Not too bad. Also, by using our referral code, you'll be able to unlock the ability to shake your phone inside the ShakePay app, and you'll be rewarded with partial Bitcoin known as Satoshis. Do it for 365 consecutive days. The reward will increase to 1,000 Satoshis per day. So it makes sense to open up your phone, open up the ShakePay app, shake that bugger, and you're good to go. Also, they have the ShakePay Visa card, where you could load up your ShakePay app with Canadian dollars and use that to buy your everyday purchases like gas, groceries, whatever it is you have to buy. And you'll be rewarded back for the first $5,000 of your purchase will be 2% back in Bitcoin, and everything beyond that, 1% back in Bitcoin. Simply add it to your ShakePay account. Again, not too bad. The last thing they have is the Shake Squad. So you could team up to four other ShakePay users. Anytime any of those users use the ShakePay Visa card, well, everybody in the squad will be rewarded with 42 Satoshis. Another way to add Satoshis, add Bitcoin to your stack, and continually add away just by simply using the ShakePay app and the ShakePay Visa card. Not too bad at all. And what are you going to do with all that Bitcoin that you purchased from ShakePay? Why not put it on a Ledin platform? Open up an account using our referral code below. Fund your account with 75 USDC or 150,000 Satoshis. Keep it on your platform for a period of 15 consecutive days, and you'll be rewarded with 10 USDC. Well, not only that, if you have some Bitcoin, have some bills you got to pay or something you want to buy, don't want to sell your Bitcoin, Ledin is there to help you out. You can borrow against your Bitcoin thanks to their loan program. 50% loan to value, you're good to go. You get some cash and you can do whatever you want with it, so you don't have to sell your Bitcoin. So Ledin is always there to help you out. They also have the B2X feature, the B2X option. So if you think the price of Bitcoin will be going up, you could double up your Bitcoin stack with the B2X, and when the price goes to a point where you're happy, you pull out and you have more Bitcoin as a result simply by timing the market and using the B2X option. And finally, they have the Bitcoin-backed mortgages. This is an industry first, but not available in every jurisdiction. So take a look at their website to see where these are being offered, but also check their website to see what are the savings and the borrowing rates, because these change on a month-to-month basis. All right, so with these formalities out of the way, let's get hashing. And the first story of the day is about the show Whipping Boy Coinbase. And just last week, there was a story that came out that one of their former employees, and I believe he held a position in a managerial role, and this gentleman's brother were each charged by the SEC. And this stems due to the former Coinbase employee. They had news of what was going to be listed on Coinbase, some of these altcoins. I was going to use the profanity word, but for YouTube's sake, I won't. But so they had these altcoins that they knew prehand, they knew beforehand that they were going to be listed on Coinbase. And so they were able to take advantage of this opportunity to increase their wealth, because generally when something gets listed on Coinbase, there's a pump as a result of that. So with this knowledge, they took advantage of it and increased their wealth. But unfortunately, it didn't go unwatched by the SEC. Now, because of that, there now is questions to do with what does Coinbase have? What are they selling that could be deemed to be securities? In fact, there's an article right now that the SEC is probing what they have listed on their platform. And this is not something that is being resonating. It's not resonating well with investors for obvious reasons, because this is something that's showing that Coinbase is potentially selling stuff that may be considered securities that are not registered. And this is causing some real problems. Coinbase believes that they don't have anything that considered to be securities. Nonetheless, the SEC is going to do the investigation, and they say there's going to be a very diligent process that's just going to be done by the people in the SEC. So this is something that's it's concerning if you are a current investor in Coinbase, but it's also if you are a potential investor too. But not only that, if you're holding any of these particular tokens that the SEC may deem to be securities, this is going to cause a real problem with the value of these securities moving forward. So even if you don't have an investment in Coinbase, even if you don't have these tokens purchased and held through Coinbase, just by simply holding on to these tokens that the SEC are investigating and potentially may list as securities in the future, this could cause some real problems. So the whole altcoin market could be rattled at the very, very foundation here because of potential listings of securities. There's so many things that could potentially be listed as securities. And I've been sounding this alarm bell for a very long time. So I won't feel sorry for anybody that holds on to these altcoins or have been playing with these altcoins for some time, because it was just a matter of time before the SEC comes knocking on your door. But on an investor front, Coinbase, it looks like they are going to be the ones that are going to be receiving the big punch, the 1-2 punch that's going to potentially knock them out. They're already talking about, not talking about, but they were hinting about what's going to happen should there be a bankruptcy in the next little while. And last time when they said about bankruptcy, they were saying that it was just due to SEC requirements and they're just trying to give all the information to investors. But still, as I mentioned when this came out, when there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know what's going on with Coinbase. I'm not too keen on them lasting much longer given the current environment. The price of Bitcoin still is relatively low. Altcoins have tanked. Now the SEC is knocking on their door. Not looking good at all. So be very wary about Coinbase. This is something that is continually to develop, and where this ends up, I'm not exactly sure. But one thing I am certain, I'm happy I am not an investor in Coinbase. All right, I got something from Core Scientific and some good news. The last time I spoke about Core Scientific, I was ripping into them about the potential of their dilution of their company, $100 million worth of potential dilution. Well, this time around, they have announced that, well, they have reached an agreement for somebody to take advantage of their hosting services of 75 megawatts. And this is going to give them a lot of new capital, new money. Let's play the Wojak pump music when we're reading this one. So they do offer hosting facilities, and 75 megawatts is what they're going to be offering in this particular agreement. And what this translates to in terms of dollars and cents, it's going to generate them approximately $50 million in annual revenue once all the ASICs are fully deployed. And it's not going to take very long for this to take place. We're already in the month of July. They say that the server deployment will begin in the third quarter of this year with full deployment by the end of 2022. So we're only talking another 5 months or so before this is all said and done. This translates to about 325,000 ASIC servers that are going to be installed on their data centers. So this I like. It gives them new revenue, and it's going to be regardless of the price of Bitcoin. So I prefer, in the best of times, I'd like to see Bitcoin miners hook up their equipment or hook up equipment on their own particular network. That's it with the Wojak music, and that on their own particular network. But in this case, given the fact that Core Scientific has a great deal of debt, and it looks like they're going ahead with diluting some of their companies, some of their shares simply to raise capital, I like this move because they have added power that they could take advantage of, and they're using this. It's an arbitrage, essentially. They're just parlaying this for somebody else to take advantage and plug in their ASICs onto their existing network, and they're going to get $50 million annualized every year. Not too bad. Annual payment every year. So that's not too bad. So finally, some good news coming from Core Scientific. I know I was kind of harsh on them last week, and rightfully so, because I'm not too pleased when it comes to diluting company shares. But this time around, I like to see this type of news. So there's going to be some revenue coming in, $50 million a year. Is this in perpetuity? Probably not. But at a time when Bitcoin miners, especially Core Scientific, are dying to get added capital into their company's revenue or into their company's balance sheet, this is a good opportunity. This is a good move. I like to see it, and maybe we'll do some more of this moving forward. We'll see. And that's it. I hope you enjoyed this. Again, it's another abbreviated episode, but still, love ripping into Coinbase. It's rather fun, and I like actually having good news about Core Scientific. It's good for a change to actually talk fondly of them. But nonetheless, I just wanted you to be aware that I'm not a financial advisor. Joey's not a financial advisor, and nothing we talk about from our guest or any other time from the show is considered to be financial advice. So make sure you do your own research before you purchase anything based on what we're talking about. And with that being said, we'll be talking again tomorrow. We have an interview with Austin from CoinKite. So check it out. And if you have any questions you want us to ask, feel free to drop it in. So with that, take care, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Hello, Bitcoiners. Welcome to another show, episode 67, in fact, that we talk about Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin-related equities, all part of the CBP Media Network. And today is July 28th. It's kind of warmish, rainy-ish, but heck, this isn't about the weather. This is about Bitcoin mining, and I want to talk about Bitfarms. There's some really good news coming out of their camp, and I just want to relay that to you. But before we go any further, just want to ask if you could please like the video, subscribe to the channel, and share the video with everybody, because we're trying to grow this channel as much as possible, and with your help, we can achieve that goal. And with that being said, let's talk about our sponsors. And our first sponsor is ShakePay, the best place to buy and, of course, never sell your Bitcoin. And open up an account with our referral code below, buy $100 worth of Bitcoin or the competing altcoin they have on their platform, and ShakePay is going to gift you $30, not too shabby. Also, with opening an account with our referral code, you unlock the ability of shaking your phone with the ShakePay app open and getting partial Bitcoin, known as Satoshis. Do it for 365 consecutive days. The amount of Satoshis you're going to be given is 1,000 per day, so it makes sense to open up your phone, open up the ShakePay app once a day and shake that phone and get some free Satoshis. Also, you could use the ShakePay Visa app to get some more Satoshis. And if you purchase the first $5,000 of things, be it groceries, gas, whatever the heck, the first $5,000 will be returned back to you at 2% in Bitcoin. And everything beyond that will be 1% returned back to you in Bitcoin. And everything, all the Bitcoin will be added to your ShakePay account. So you can add some more Satoshis just by using the ShakePay Visa card. And finally, they have the Shake Squads, where you could team up to four other ShakePay users, and anytime anybody in your squad uses the ShakePay Visa app, everybody in your Shake Squad will be rewarded with 42 Satoshis every time the card is used. Another great way to stack sats simply by using the ShakePay app and by using the ShakePay Visa card. Love it, recommend it, and we highly recommend you sign up using with our referral code below. And with all that Bitcoin you bought from ShakePay, what are you going to do with it? Put it on the Lending platform and earn some interest. Open up an account with our referral code below. Fund your account with 150,000 Satoshis or 75 USDC. Keep it on their platform for a period of 15 consecutive days, and Lending is going to gift you 10 USDC. Not too bad. Also, if you need money and you don't want to sell your Bitcoin stack, well, Lending is there to help you out. You can borrow against your Bitcoin, 50% loan to value, you're good to go. They also have the B2X option. And look, the price of Bitcoin is going up. So if you time this correctly, B2X, double up your Bitcoin stack. And once the price of Bitcoin goes up to a price that you're very comfortable, pull out and you increase your Bitcoin stack simply by timing the market correctly and using the B2X option provided by Lending. The last thing they do have is the Bitcoin-backed mortgage. And these are industry first, so clearly this is a wonderful thing that they're offering people. but not available in every jurisdiction. So make sure you check their website to see where it's being offered, and also check their website to see what are the savings and borrowing rates, because these change on a month-to-month basis. And so with the formalities out of the way, let's get hashing. So the first story of the day, and I'm going to be brief on this one because this is the undercard to the main event, and I really want to go dive deep into the main event news. But this one, well, let's just look at it. It's about Core Scientific, and they announced that they're going to be coming out with Q2 results, and this is going to be released on August 11th. Note that this is going to be 3:30 p.m. Central. That's 4:30 Eastern if you live in this neck of the woods, so adjusted for the time zone which you live in, and it's going to be done through a conference call and live audio webcast. In terms of what's going to be reported, I don't think it's going to be truly anything to knock your socks off, because Core Scientific releases their numbers of how much Bitcoin they mine on a 24-hour basis on their Twitter account. So, for example, today they mined 40.4 Bitcoin. The previous day they mined 41.4 and 41.7 the day before that. So you can get a good gauge of how much Bitcoin is going to be, they're going to say that they mined for the quarter, just by simply going through all those tweets that they've released. And also, they just recently signed that new agreement that's going to net them $50 million. But of course, that's not going to be reflected in Q2. So that's going to be outside the scope of Q2. But nonetheless, is there going to be anything in Q2 that's really going to be problematic? Most likely not. It's probably going to just be par for the course. And remember, this is one of the biggest, this is the biggest Bitcoin mining company out there that's publicly traded. They're mining more than 40 Bitcoin a day, which is a substantial amount. But I don't want to harp too much on this, because really Q2, it's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully it's going to be something that's going to pump the stock price, but we'll see what happens if investors are going to look at this favorably or not. But one thing is for sure, it's probably not going to be bad. So that's just my two cents. I hope I'm right, but we'll see what happens. All right, so on to the last story, which is the main event. And I wish I had Michael Buffer here to say, let's get ready to rumble. But nonetheless, it's about Bitfarms and some really cool news that came out of their camp. And, well, let's take a look. You know what? Again, this is another one that requires the Wojak pump music. Let's get it going. So Bitfarms has announced they have completed phase two of their bunker location. This is a Bitcoin mining facility in the province of Quebec. So phase two represents about 200 petahash per second that's been added to their network. And phase one was completed in March. So now phase one and phase two combined brings a total of 848 petahash per second. They're not going to end there. Phase three is going to be coming online later this year. That's going to represent another 325 petahash per second. So all in all, all the phases, phase 1, 2, and 3 of the bunker site, is going to yield more than 1 exahash per second. This is what you want to see from a company growing. Also, their Washington State facility, which gives them access to cheap energy, they now have an additional 20 megawatts that they're going to be adding over there, so that this is going to give them access to increase their network at a very low operational cost. They also note here that the amount of Bitcoin they mine has increased from 14 Bitcoin per day to 16 Bitcoin per day. But this report gives a little bit more information. So they were 14.6 Bitcoin per day at the end of June, and it's been increased 15% to now 16.8 Bitcoin per day that we stand right now near the end of July. That is not a bad jump in 1 month's time. This is something that's going to be continually going up and up, because they do have a goal of reaching 4 exahash per second by early August. They're very close to that right now, and they plan to achieve 6 exahash by the end of this year. I like this story. That's it for the Wojak new, the Wojak pump music. But in all, I just want to state, Bitfarms, as long as the price of Bitcoin is, well, it's not showing here, but as long as the price of Bitcoin continues to move on up, they put themselves in such a good spot, because they bought Bitcoin, 1,000 Bitcoin, a little bit over $40,000 per coin. This was not too long ago, and since then the price of Bitcoin's gone down. And then, of course, they were heavily levered against the Bitcoin. They had to restructure debt. So I just want to get to the point that Bitfarm, should the price of Bitcoin remain where it is right now, where it continually climbs up, I think they're going to be okay. Where it could be a little bit hairy with Bitfarms, should we see somewhere in the 15s or even lower for the price of Bitcoin, then you might see Bitfarms, might they have to do some further restructuring of their debt. This could be really problematic for them, but it seems like we've built a little bit of a buffer between where they are at a point where they have problems to where we are right now. And the price of Bitcoin in the last few days, at least, has been going up. So we'll take that, and that's very, very helpful to Bitfarms. They plan to be one of the bigger Bitcoin miners out there. Not the biggest, that belongs to Core Scientific, but still, nonetheless, they continue to expand their network. They have a very bright and brilliant person working for them, Ben Gagnon. Check out the interview. I'll post up the link over here. So if you want to click on it, you could just listen to that, and you'll understand why we're so bullish on Bitfarms just by listening to him talk. So yeah, that's all I got to say about Bitfarms. Good news today, and there's going to be more good news coming out in the next few weeks, because they do intend to get to over 4 exahash per second sometime in next month. So you know what? We'll be hearing something like this coming out in the next little while, that they've expanded their network, and I'm going to be very happy to report on that. And that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I just want to make sure you are aware before we sign off that I'm not a financial advisor. Joey's not a financial advisor. And nobody that's been on this show is considered to be a financial advisor. So make sure, if you're going to buy anything based on what we talk about, do your own research. It only makes sense, or else you're going to get wrecked. And with that, maybe tomorrow we'll be back, but we'll see what happens. So take care. Until next time.